When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, four things, intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation.
Každý jehož inteligence, mysl, víra a útočiště, tyto čtyři věci, jsou u nejvyššího, se úplným poznáním oprostí od všech nejasností a kráčí tak přímo po cestě osvobození.
Please say a check.
Význam je, nejvyšší transcendentální pravdou je Pán Šri Krišna. Celá Bhagavad Gita se soustředuje kolem prohlášení, že Krišna je nejvyšší osobnost božství. To učí všechna védská písma. Paratattva znamená nejvyšší skutečnost, kterou znalci nejvyššího vnímají jako Brahman, Paramatmu a Bhagavána. Bhagaván, neboli nejvyšší osobnost božství, je vrcholný aspekt absolutní pravdy. Nic víc již neexistuje. Pán říká, Mattah Parasaram Nanyat Kinchidas Vidhananjaya, existence neosobního Brahmanu také spočívá na Krišnovi. Brahmano Hitratishtaham. Krišna je proto v každém ohledu nejvyšší skutečností. Ten jehož mysl, inteligence, víra a útočiště jsou vždy u Krišny. Jinými slovy, ten, kdo si je plně vědom Krišny, je oproštěn od všech nejasností a dokonale zná vše, co se týká transcendence. Osoba vědomá si Krišny veskrze chápe, že u Krišny existuje dvojnost, to znamená současná totožnost se vším a zároveň individuálnost, a s tímto transcendentálním poznáním může dosahovat stálého pokroku na cestě osvobození.
My dear devotees, this is teaching us how we can become Krishna Parayana, that means on the way to Krishna.
Takže milí oddaní, tenhle verš nás učí, jak můžeme stát Krishna Parayana, neboli na cestě ke Krishnovi.
We need to fix our intelligence, mind, faith and refuge.
Musíme upřít svou inteligenci, mysl, víru a útočiště.
Now this Krishna Parayana path, or the way to Krishna, on the way to Krishna, becomes possible by a Vaishnav initiation and lifestyle.
A být na cestě ke Krishnovi je možné pomocí vaishnavského zasvěcení a životního stylu.
When you want to go back home, back to Godhead, then this initiation marks the beginning of your path.
Pokud chcete jít zpátky domů, zpátky k Bohu, pak zasvěcení znamená začátek vaší cesty.
But as we study this initiation a little deeper, it's not a one-time affair, really.
Ale když budeme to zasvěcení studovat hlouběji, tak to ve skutečnosti není věc, která by se odehrála jenom jednou.
Today I wish to show how the five aspects of Vaishnava initiation accompany us on the path that are necessary that we go the path to the end.
A já dnes chci ukázat, jak pět aspektů vaishnavského zasvěcení nás doprovázejí celou cestu a jsou nezbytné, abychom po ní mohli dojít úspěšně nakonec.
Just like marriage is initiated by a marriage ceremony, also the Vaishnav initiation is what is called a ceremony as a samskara.
Jako manželství začíná svatebním obřadem, tak vaishnavské zasvěcení je také samskara.
Or better, to be initiated, there are five samskaras. Renewal processes which must be undertaken by the candidate.
A ten, kdo kandiduje o zasvěcení, tak musí podstoupit pět obřadů samskar.
In old times, for instance, when you would take initiation in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, you would be branded like a kettle with a conch shell and a chakra. This, yes.
Když byste přijali zasvěcení v Ramanujově Sampradaji, tak byste byli označkováni, jako se dělá dobytku. Znakem lasturi a čakru.
Yes. And you would have these brandings for the rest of your life, showing you that now you are a member of this sampradaya.
Měli byste ty značky celý život, které by ukazovaly, že jste členy této sampradaje.
And there were other ceremonies which were performed.
A dělali se ještě další obřady.
In Vaishnava initiation, we have five of these sanskaras.
A při vaishnavském zasvěcení máme pět samskár.
Tapa, Urvapundra, nama, yagya, and mantra. I will explain each one of them as they have been given to us by
Prabhupada.
Tapas means, of course, some type of austerity is necessary.
První je tapas, a to je určitý druh askeze, který je nezbytný.
This is important because if you live a sensual life in on the spiritual path, you will never cut your relationship with the material world.
To je důležité, protože pokud držujete smyslný život i na duchovní cestě, tak nebudete schopni přetnout svůj vztah k materiálnímu světu.
If you want spiritual, Prabhupada used to say, spiritual enlightenment and material sense gratification go ill together.
Prabhupada říkal, že duchovní osvícení a materiální smyslový požitek jdou špatně dohromady.
Therefore, Prabhupada was talking about the four rules and regulations, which are, you know, by which you practice a little distance to a sensual life.
Prabhupada proto mluvil o čtyřech usměrňujících pravidlech, kterými si udržujeme určitý odstup od toho smyslového života.
Our whole process doesn't work without tapas.
A celý náš proces nefunguje bez toho.
It's just
tapas.
Like if you want to ignite a fire and you have water on the straw, it doesn't really work.
To je jako když zapalujete oheň a zároveň máte slámě, máte vodu, tak to nefunguje.
In spiritual life on the path of Krishna consciousness, sometimes check your austerity.
Že v duchovním životě na cestě vědomí Krišny někdy kontrolujte svou askezi.
Is there some way you can practice tapas in a reasonable way which you have maybe overseen?
Možná můžete praktikovat tuto askezi nějakým rozumným způsobem, který jste mohli dřív přehlédnout.
I have here a quote of Prabhupada. I'm going to ignite fire, but I have to keep the firewood dry.
Od Prabhupádu teď já chci zapálit oheň, ale musím zařídit, aby to dříví bylo suché.
Therefore, I'm giving you these four regulations.
Proto vám dávám čtyři pravidla.
The fire of Krishna consciousness will always keep you progressive.
A oheň vědomí Krišny bude pořád vás udržovat na cestě pokroku.
Once when I was in Vienna, I gave an interview to the Der Wiener, that's a sensualist newspaper. My interview was called Celibacy, Exquisite Torture or Way to the Highest Bliss.
A já jsem jednou ve Vídni dával interview pro jeden časopis, který měl název, tento interview měl název Celibát, je to mučení anebo cesta k vyšší blaženosti.
In this interview I was severely attacking the foolishness of material men who worship the holy cow of sensualism.
A já jsem v tom interview ostře napadal moderní materialisty, kteří uctívají posvátnou krávu smyslnosti.
It was so heavy that they decided not to publish it.
Bylo to tak ostré, že se rozhodli, že to nevydají.
I saw this was a very good sign.
To jsem viděl jako dobré znamení.
They interviewed me later on a subject spiritual India. So that was...
Tak později udělali se mnou jiné interview na téma duchovní Indie.
Yes, the spiritualist always has to keep a little aversion towards the material world, otherwise his advancement cannot work.
Že spiritualista si pořád musí udržovat trochu averze vůči materiálnímu světu, jinak jeho duchovní pokrok nebude fungovat.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, meditation of a spiritualist.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur říkal o meditaci spiritualisty.
My relationship with the material world is not permanent.
Můj vztah s materiálním světem není trvalý.
Therefore, I want to take shelter of the lotus feet of my spiritual master in order to obtain the feet of God.
Proto chci přijmout tuto čištěvu lotosových nohou svého duchovního mistra, abych získal tuto čištěvu Boha.
This was the first principle of tapas.
Takže to byl první princip tapas.
The second is Urdhva Pundra, which usually means the vertical lines of the tilak.
To znamená obvykle svislé čáry tilaku.
By this sign you recognize a Gaudiya Vaishnava from Ramanujas or even the Shankarites.
Podle toho znamení poznáte Gaudiya Vaishnavu od Ramanujasu nebo dokonce Shankarasu.
See, when you see Punya Palaka's forehead, it is a statement. Yeah.
Když se podíváte na moje čelo, tak tím se něco říká.
Now the sign means something.
To znamení, to, ten znak je to znamená.
It means the temple of Hari.
To znamená chrám Hariho.
Also, it has been analyzed that these two lines mean the footprint of Lord Krishna.
Zároveň taky se říká, že to je otisk nohy pána Krishny.
This is a sign.
To je znamení.
We belong to you, Krishna.
Patříme tobě, Krishna.
We are marked by your footprint.
Jsme označeni tvými šlapotami.
We are yours.
Jsme tvoji.
It is described that this feeling, I am yours, Krishna, illuminates our body, mind and soul.
A je popsáno, že ten pocit, já jsem tvůj, Krishna, osvětluje naše tělo, mysl a duši.
We declare, I am no longer my own. Krishna, you please do with me what you want.
Prohlašujeme, já už nejsem svůj, prostě, Krishna, prosím tě, dělej se mnou, co chceš.
Prabhupada once stated about this, we should be very careful. Before next death comes, we should be fully prepared for being transferred to Krishna Loka.
Prabhupada říkal, musíme si dávat pozor, dřív než přijde příští smrt, tak musíme být plně připraveni k přemístění na Krishnovu planetu.
This is given by the sign, which is the road upwards.
To je dáno tímhle znamením, což je cesta nahoru.
Udva means upwards. Pundra, the road upwards.
Udva znamená nahoru. Udva je cesta.
Yes. Footprints of Krishna show in this direction.
Otisk Krishnovy nohy ukazuje tím směrem.
The next point which is there in our Vaishnava initiation is the holy name.
A další bod při našem vaishnavském zasvěcení je svaté jméno.
By chanting this holy name, the eternal nature of the soul is awakened.
Zpívání svatého jména se probouzí věčná přirozenost duše.
Jeev Jago, wake up from your sleep of forgetfulness.
Probuďte se ze spánku v zapomnění.
Then a person who chants should have this realization.
A kdo zpívá, měl by mít takovou realizaci.
I am a Haridas.
Já jsem Haridas.
Not an enjoyer.
Já jsem ten, kdo si užívá.
If I take shelter now in the holy name, I take shelter in Krishna.
A teď, když přijímám útočiště u svatého jména, přijímám útočiště u Krishny.
Do you know that there are two Krishnas?
Víte, že jsou dva Krishnové?
Krishna and Krishna.
Krishna a Krishna.
One of the Krishnas is very difficult to approach.
A k jednomu z těch Krishnů je velice těžké se přiblížit.
The other is very, very easy to approach.
A k druhému je velice snadné se přiblížit.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can only be approached by full surrender.
Krishna je nejvyšší osobností božství, je možné se přiblížit jedině po úplném odevzdání.
But Krishna in the form of the holy name can be approached by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Ale ke Krishnovi v podobě svatého jména je možné se přiblížit milostí Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Your relationship to the holy name really tells a lot of your relationship to Krishna.
Váš vztah ke svatému jménu říká hodně o vašem vztahu ke Krishna.
Are you chanting with attention?
Díváte pozorně?
That means you are also attentive towards Krishna.
To znamená, že také jste pozorní vůči Krishnovi.
But if you chant inattentive, then your whole life will be inattentive towards Krishna.
Ale pokud díváte nepozorně, tak celý váš život bude nepozorný vůči Krishnovi.
The Naam is really the essence of our Vaishnava practice.
Náma je skutečná esence našich vaishnavských praktik.
If you want to establish a relationship to Krishna, you must establish your relationship to the holy name on solid ground.
Pokud chcete ustanovit svůj vztah s Krishnou, tak musíte mít dobrý vztah s jeho svatým jménem.
The name and Krishna, we say there are two Krishnas, but it's really only one Krishna.
Říkáme, že jsou dva Krishnové, ale ve skutečnosti je to jeden Krishna.
The next sanskara is the initiation in the Gopal mantra.
Další samskára je zasvěcení do Gopal mantry.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Srila Prabhupada explains to us what Krishna we are worshipping.
Bhagavad Gita Srila Prabhupada vysvětluje, jakého Krishnu uctíváme.
There's the Paramatma Krishna.
Je Krishna Paramatma.
Yes, there's the Brahman.
Je Brahman.
There is the universal form.
Je vesmírná podoba.
There is Narayan.
Je Narayan.
But our Krishna is a different one.
Ale náš Krishna je někdo jiný.
1865, the last paragraph. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands, carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair.
Tato slova zdůrazňují, že je třeba soustředit mysl na Krišnu, a to právě na tu podobu se dvěma rukama, v níž drží flétnu, na chlapce modravé fleti s překrásnou tváří a pavými pery ve vlasech.
And a few, one sentence later, one should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead Krishna.
Je třeba upřít mysl na tuto původní podobu Boha na Krišnu.
One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord.
Neodvracet pozornost a neobracet ji dokonce ani k jiným podobám pána.
The Lord has multiple forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Ram, Varaha, but a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna.
Pán má mnoho různých podob, jako je Vishnu, Narayan, Ram a Varaha a tak dále, ale udaný by měl upírat mysl na tu podobu, která byla před Arjunou.
When you want to go back home, back to Godhead, you need to know where you want to go, whom you want to worship, what is the God whom you worship.
Chcete jít zpátky domů, zpátky k Bohu, musíte vědět, kam chcete jít a koho chcete uctívat, kdo je ten Bůh.
Yes. And the Gopal Gayatri Mantra is focusing this goal.
A Gopal Gayatri Mantra se zaměřuje na tento cíl.
Very important.
Je velice důležité.
The Sanatana Goswami's work Brihat Bhagavatamrita is describing about the potency of this mantra.
Brihat Bhagavatamrita od Sanatana Goswami popisuje sílu této mantry.
Devotees get in when they get Vaishnava initiation, after some time they get this mantra so that they go to this Krishna, the flute player in Vrindavan.
Tuto mantru dostávají odaní při vaishnavském zasvěcení po nějakém čase, aby mohli jít k tomuto Krishnovi, který hraje na flétnu ve Vrindavan.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur says it helps us to taste the holy name.
Aktivno Thakur říká, že nám to pomáhá vychutnávat svaté jméno.
Yes. Then the last item in Vaishnava initiation is yaga.
Poslední bod vaishnavského zasvěcení je yaga.
It means to engage your senses in the service of the Lord.
Znamená zaměstnat naše smysly ve službě Pánu.
Prabhupada gave us the deity because he said unless we worship the Lord in this personal form we will never understand what a personal bhakti means.
Prabhupada nám dal božstva, protože říkal, pokud nebudeme sloužit Pánu v jeho osobní podobě, nebudeme nikdy vědět, co osobní bhakti znamená.
We learn to be on time and not let Krishna wait on the altar.
Takže učíme se být včasní, aby na nás Krishna nemusel na altáři čekat.
We glorify him.
Oslavujeme ho.
We offer him foodstuffs.
A obětujeme mu jídlo.
And now we close the curtain.
Zatahujeme ufon závěs.
To prepare the ceremony of him.
Abychom připravili pro něj obřad.
Very personal.
Je velice osobní.
We feed him.
My ho krmíme.
And we take his plate.
A potom vezmeme od něj stát.
And whatever he has left, we distribute it.
Všechno, co nechá, tak rozdáváme.
We learn to become personal to Krishna by yagya.
Učíme se yagyo být ke Krishnovi osobní.
These are the five ingredients of a Vaishnava initiation.
To je pět složek vaishnavského zasvěcení.
Tapas, some austerity, which helps us to keep a distance to the material, to the world of Maya.
Ta askeze, která nám pomáhá udržovat si odstup od světa Mayi.
Urdhva Pundra and understanding that we are actually Krishnas and we are on the way to Krishna.
Pochopení, že jsme Krishnovi ve skutečnosti a že jsme na cestě ke Krishnovi.
Nama, which wakes our eternal spiritual nature.
Nama probouzí naši věčnou přirozenou duchovní povahu.
Mantra, which focuses our attention on the personal form of the Lord whom we worship.
Mantra zaostřuje naši pozornost na tu osobní podobu Pána, jehož uctíváme.
And yaga, or the engagement of the senses in the personal form of Krishna.
Potom yaga zaměstnávání smyslu ve službě osobní podobě Krishna.
As you go through your stormy lives, please watch these five points.
Když budete procházet svým bouřlivým životem, tak sledujte prosím vás těchto pět bodů.
When you are weak on one point, strengthen the point.
Pokud jste v některém bodě slabý, tak ho posilte.
So that you can make your initiation in the Gaudiya Sampradaya work.
aby vaše zasvěcení v Gaudiya Sampradaya fungovalo.
When you feel unenthusiastic, see, is your chanting of nama proper?
Pokud cítíte nedostatek nadšení, tak se podívejte, jestli zpíváte dobře nám.
When you get fat and dull in your life, are you practicing austerity?
Pokud máte všeho dost a jste takový tupý, tak a tlustý, fat, ok. Tloustnete a jste tupý, tak praktikujete dobře askezi.
This very easily happens, yeah, that we get a little lazy.
To se snadno stane, že se zlenošíme.
When you feel a little bit attracted to mundane concepts, see if you have your ultra pundra straight.
Když jste přitávání k nějakým materiálním konceptům, tak se podívejte, jestli vaše urdva pundra je přímá.
On one level it means your tila, but on another it means that you enlighten your mind and intelligence with the concept that you go back to Godhead or the way upward.
Na jednu stranu znamená, že váš tělak má být rovný a na druhou, že máte prověřit svou mysl nebo osvítit svou mysl, abyste věděli, že vlastně míříte po cestě nahoru za Krišnou.
If you are Brahmana and you start to feel a little uninspired, how is your mantra?
A pokud je někdo Brahmana, je neinspirovaný, tak co je potom, jak je to s vaší mantrou?
And do you engage in yoga, doing something for the personal form of the Lord, for the deity?
A zaměstnáváte se jogou, děláte něco pro osobní podobu Pána Božstva?
These five things make our spiritual life run.
Takže těhle pět věcí udržuje náš duchovní život v chodu.
And do you know the soul of these five things?
A víte, co je duší těhle pěti věcí?
It is the nama, it is the nama, it is the nama.
Je to nama, je to nama, je to nama.
The holy name.
To je jméno.
Yes, now it's 7 o'clock. I do not know how to interpret this closed altar. What does this mean? When we are ready. Yeah. Maybe. Hare Krishna. I think we will end the class here. Srila Prabhupada ki Niti Goni. But because it is so absent, it is a great surprise for us. Oh, we have to think of a kitchen. I am the worst person in this. I can sometimes, you know, just preach the whole day, and then in the evening I'm feeling very miserable, and I ask, why am I feeling miserable? I should feel blissful. And then I notice I'm so hungry, I could start to eat my pullover. Forgotten something very natural. About this we can laugh. But what is about the other things? There we don't feel so nicely engaged. There we don't love. So this is how I want to answer your question about Krishna's mercy. Well, one tip, pray to Krishna or sing bhajans to Krishna from your heart about Krishna's mercy. Then usually it comes. Thank you, group Murari, am I correct? What other group is there? Group Krishna Chandra, was ist deine Gruppe? Sagst du dich an?
Shyam.
Group Shyam.
Maybe also because one has found it, and that the searching spirit gets a little bit of sleep. So then we are also in the same mood, because there are so many questions. They ask, why are we too occupied with external changes in our minds? They spoke about ashram and this and that, which we finally know that they cannot really satisfy us. And why not question ourselves to the real changes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shri Siddhartha Madan Mohan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Could I summarize your question in this question, that how to keep the searching spirit alive and not the search after Krishna and not fall in this just think we can the solution lies in making external arrangements. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Searching spirit. There are many Vaishnava songs where the devotees make a very interesting, you study them, they speak about the glories of the spiritual world, and then they speak about where they are at the present moment. These are songs with great lamentation. Dainya Bodhika, they are called. I do not want to get more technical than necessary. Narottam Das Thakur, in his Pratana song collection, he thinks of where I am in comparison to the holy name. I think the searching spirit comes alive when you ask yourself the question where you are in your life in relationship to Krishna conscious ideals. And then when you see that there is still a gap between where you are now and where you wish to go, then you will find some great inspiration to move ahead. In my own spiritual life, I became aware of the danger of losing the searching spirit very much when I was very much engaged in councils and management. I was in the National Management Forum of Germany. Do not know what happened. I had prayed for Krishna to give me a sign. Then something happened. It happened in many, not just the forest. Then I met devotees. For instance, Radhanath Maharaj. I always have a great affection for him because he is a searcher from morning till midnight. Always trying to really find out what he has to do to please Krishna and Prabhupada. And I thought, when I was together with him, I'm thinking all about management, and I'm a lousy manager anyways. Maybe I should do something else. Talking with devotees helps very much to arise the searching spirit. Also going to the holy dham very much arises the searching spirit. But more than anything, honesty with yourself arises the searching spirit. You will be surprised, but I want to give you a little feedback as a preacher. I'm most of the time a preacher in my life, and I have seen that there is nothing more difficult for a person to accept himself. There's nothing more difficult. People are so afraid to accept themselves and to confront what they really are, that they are prepared to build extreme thick walls around themselves. That I have seen. Have you also noticed this? If you sometimes tell a person, I'm very advanced, nothing is wrong with me, I have seen, and if you don't go back, oof, then you are in trouble. Then a friend can become an enemy. I have seen this. It is very... Now it is said, societies where one cannot confront a person with the truth, well-wishing truth, something is wrong there. A society which is based on flattery is not a good society, not a healthy state. A society which is based on or relationships which are based on honest feedback, they are healthy. This I have seen in my life. So most of the people are not give up the searching spirit for Krishna because they are very insecure. They are afraid of the jump of faith which has to be done to advance spiritually, to do something based on faith and not just on other things. Very frightening jump, the jump of faith. How to keep this? I'm not sure, Krishna Chandra, the way your face looks is that I may have misunderstood the question, right? No? No? You're just listening attentively. Good. Then I've misunderstood your face. That can happen also. Now I must say, sometimes when I try to say, devotees, what is the truth, I make mistakes. That is a fact, and I'm always very happy to get a feedback from devotees, so that I just like I have understood. Have I understood you correctly? You know, sometimes one misunderstands a person. This happens also. You just, you know. All right, we have now 20 more minutes. Thank you very much. Even though your questions were not answered, my dear group Jagannath, Giridhari, Gopinath, Nitananda, oh, we have no Nitananda group. Don't worry, you can give your questions. If you want to that this question is answered, please type it carefully and give it to Gaura Bhavani, who is and right there, this is a question from the group session. So that I know, and I will. I think I will. I usually like to write a letter to all of you when I have read all your letters to me. Then I respond in one letter because it's not possible to write 150 or more letters all at once. It is one needs 150 heads for that. Thank you very much. Let me now give a little, because we are approaching 2 o'clock, and I want to finish a little earlier so that you can walk around, breathe, and then eat happily your prasadam. I want to make a few short announcements. There is a notebook. Devotees always ask me about what is my policy in regards to new initiations. So I will answer this now. And if you have such a question, many of you are new devotees, then this is my answer, and you do not need to answer me ask this question personally. Or if you know devotees who ask this question, please. No, I have actually now come after a long struggle to the decision that I do not wish to give many more new first initiations. You know, I've made a pause for three years. But if I see that a spiritual relationship builds between a young devotee and myself, where I see that I can help that devotee, and the devotee can also feel that, then I think it is. I will continue to give initiations. But I do not think I can help devotees when the relationship is just formal, or people do not like my personality, which is not at all likable, as you know, and so on and so forth. That is my conclusion on this. So I will be very, see if I could benefit a devotee in the life. Something has changed, and some inspiration is there. And if I'm open for discussing this with a devotee, and then about second initiations, I wish to see, to ask those who. I will give second initiations to those who are qualified, and you should find out if you are qualified. You should ask yourself if you are qualified. You should see if you have the determination to be a lifelong devotee of Krishna, no matter where the circumstance is. And see also if you feel attracted to Brahminical activities for which this Brahmin initiation is given, that is preaching, reading, chanting, and so on. The Brahmin initiation will only benefit you on a social platform. It means, oh, people will say, oh, you are a Brahmin, but it will not be good for you for the spiritual platform. On the spiritual platform, when you take this initiation, but you don't feel attracted to Brahminical activities, then this is not good, this initiation, because you will get a very confidential mantra or mantras, and if you don't chant them, you will create offenses, and then the opposite effect is there. In other words, Brahmin initiation is wonderful for Brahmins and disastrous for devotees who are not attracted to this, because of the possibility to not feel attracted to this. This is my policy on Brahmin initiation and first initiation. I think it is clear. And another point is, I wanted to tell you about the book which we have spoken about. It was called Pearls, Nectar Pearls. It was a book on different nice inspirational things. But a nice collection came together, but we have decided that this book would have a very small edition, maybe 100, so that it is, or 200 or 300 maybe, so that it is economically very difficult to print such a book. At the same time, all your work is very much honored, because by Krishna's incredible mercy, a team has formed which is inspired to continue the Sharanagati publication. Lalita, who did this very, very nice, is now training to become a teacher in the school, and can't take care of this aspect of her service. So therefore, for quite some time there was no Sharanagati, and I hope to make it a very lively, interesting magazine for devotees and spiritual people alike. There are many spiritual people out there who have similar interests as the devotees, I have found out, and I want to write about interesting things, and your contributions will be honored there. So we will not print this book, but use the contributions in this magazine. Syamananda feels inspired to do this, and I know when a Swiss team takes care of this, it's like the old Sharanagati. It will, but we will make it a little different to, change a little, so on. Then I wanted to say to you what I'm presently very excited about. I'm writing a book I'm this book will qualify me as a professor in the Vedan Academy. It is conceived to be like a textbook. I think we should just give the microphone for a minute to Gadadhar, and maybe you can talk to the devotee about the Vastu and the idea, what is, you know, how later the plan is to expand it in some ways. It's an open and flow. Weißt du, was ich meine? Was schon da ist, dass sie wissen, und was man unter Umständen noch vor, also was wir ja so besprechen auf alle Fälle, ohne jetzt totale Versprechungen zu, also das weißt du besser, wie das geht. Gerade komm am besten hierher, weil sie dich dann sehen können. You should know Gadadhar cannot only sing, but he can also preach. Ja, mit dem Plan und so. He has written 5 books on Vastu, isn't it? Oder so? Yeah. Big books. You will be surprised with photos and paintings.
Vastu was accepted very nice by people outside. And you may think this is not so much connected to Krishna consciousness, but it's a very good approach, because with Vastu you come to people's home. Invite in the home. Immediately they tell you all the problems they have. And now these people who come to you like this, they are at least spiritually old, if not engaged in some kind of spirituality, otherwise they wouldn't think about getting a Vastu consult, or, I don't know, doing something, going to a psychotherapist or something. So it's like if you come to speak to them. Anyway, we did, we developed
Thank you.
live a better life, actually. Yes, yes, this is very important, yeah. With a little help of my friend, I can do it because I ran away from school. But, wanted to know what I'm very inspired about. Well, I got a present which I must show you. Let me see where we can put this. Go to Shilomani. Two tables like this. But it's same height? No, yes. But it's okay, Gorshomani. But I think I'm going to smash it with under it. Vashman, bring this table. I want to show you a present. Which you can look at. It's really, really amazing. I didn't show you, but it is so good. Yesterday I showed you a little bit, but then I didn't know. Because I'm not so.
Do you see other monkeys?
Bigger circle, yes. Please move a little back so that you all can see. This here is the transcendental Radha Kund and the transcendental Shyama Kund. See, for our eyes, the Radha Kund looks a little like this, but Shyama Kund looks like a footprint of Krishna, like this. And then you have both. But in the further world, it looks like this. In the younger age, and so there is a channel between Shyama Kund and Radha Kund, which is here. So then, for every day, there is a presence inside it. Just like in the spiritual world, there is everything is becoming Jewish. That means all the desires are fulfilled. And it really works. It's a mystical presence. Yesterday, when I saw the dhoti of Lord Nityananda, I thought, oh, if I could get this dhoti. So I opened yesterday night. Yesterday was the 80s. Look, you go like, whoop! And then, like an adventure, and then there's something in there. And I think you know what it is. The dhoti of Lord Nityananda. It's in Dhamini Dham. So I wanted to. It must be a little, it's a birthday. I want to open the thing for today. But I first have to get a time. Today should be the 19th, right? Up here. Meaning, I know I'm doing that. I notice the paper up here. This is the 19th of February. It's Ananda Kush. It's one of the so you open it, let us see what it is that possible. I didn't know it because see, it was closed and we had to rip it open. You can have someone who and maybe perhaps someone you and your wife can be. As you go out, there's either Raj Mohan or good oil on your head, so that you're people. No people. Vishnu oil, which makes the thoughts very nice. I want to request all of you to please come to the Nam Yakya. We have a little surprise. It starts at 8 o'clock, is this correct? At 8 o'clock. And please, now we have only 2 minutes past two, so Raj Mohan will be waiting for you and for the baby. Good, thank you very much for this nice meeting.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Chai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari.
For this part, when the children become noisy, we need to just give them their own space for a moment, and then we will continue chanting in about a few minutes. Once Krishna arrived in the court of Radha, he was disguised as a demigod. Krishna has covered his lotus face with a border of a pinkish sari. And when he arrived in the house of Srimati Radharani, he illuminated the house just like a sapphire would illuminate the whole area. But Krishna was very silent. He looked like a demigod, black hair, and he had covered his face with a sari. So Radharani said to Lalita and Vishakha, please go to this new girl and ask her what she wants here, from where she came, what is her identity. The young man, the Shaka, carefully went to this unknown girl who was illuminating everything with the bright effulgence and transcendent body. When Lalita and Vishakha asked her who she was, she only sighed. He seemed to be extremely troubled. Lalita and Vishakha went back to Radharani and said, this girl doesn't give any sign. So Radharani went to this girl and asked, are you Mohini, who enchanted Lord Shiva? Now, if you would come to Braj, you would become enchanted by Hari. And Krishna, in the disguise of a demigoddess, heard Radharani addressing him in this loving way. He got goose pimples of ecstasy all under his sari. He became extremely happy. Radharani continued, you look so distressed. Why are you so distressed? You are in Vrindavan. Let me apply some oil on you. And the oil which has been lovingly sent by my father, Vrishabhanu Nandana. It's an oil, when you apply it, all the pain goes away and you will be happy. I will massage this oil into your demigoddess and into your body. At this time, when Krishna heard this, he was helpless. A very sweet smile beamed under the sari. He brushed away the hair and then made his voice very sweet and began to speak. I'm a baby, a demigoddess. I'm very perplexed, and that's why I've come here to Vrindavan. I want to put a question. Yes, said Radharani. You are free to ask any question which you want to ask. Please. And Krishna, in the disguise of the demigoddess, said, there is a flute sound. It comes somewhere from here in Vrindavan, and we hear it on the heavenly planet. When we hear this flute sound, it does some magic there. Listen to heaven. All the demigoddesses become immediately disgusted with their husbands. And when they are together with their husbands, when they hear the sound of this flute, their bodies become so hot with desire that the husband has to push them away, otherwise they burn. Now, I do not know this flute has made such a disturbance in the heavenly planet that I have come now to Vrindavan.
When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, four things, intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation.
Každý jehož inteligence, mysl, víra a útočiště, tyto čtyři věci, jsou u nejvyššího, se úplným poznáním oprostí od všech nejasností a kráčí tak přímo po cestě osvobození. Význam nejvyšší transcendentální pravdou je Pán Šri Krišna. Celá Bhagavad Gita se soustředuje kolem prohlášení, že Krišna je nejvyšší osobnost božství. To učí všechna védská písma. Para tattva znamená nejvyšší skutečnost, kterou znalci nejvyššího vnímají jako Brahman, Paramatmu a Bhagavána. Bhagaván, neboli nejvyšší osobnost božství, je vrcholný aspekt absolutní pravdy. Nic víc již neexistuje. Pán říká, mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Existence neosobního Brahmanu také spočívá na Krišnovi. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Krišna je proto v každém ohledu nejvyšší skutečností. Ten jehož mysl, inteligence, víra a útočiště jsou vždy u Krišny. Jinými slovy, ten, kdo si je plně vědom Krišny, je oproštěn od všech nejasností a dokonale zná vše, co se týká transcendence. Osoba vědomá si Krišny veskrze chápe, že u Krišny existuje dvojnost, to znamená současná totožnost se vším a zároveň individuálnost. A s tímto transcendentálním poznáním může dosahovat stálého pokroku na cestě osvobození.
My dear devotees, this is teaching us how we can become Krishna Parayana, that means on the way to Krishna.
Milí oddaní, tenhle verš nás učí, jak můžeme stát Krishna Parayana, neboli na cestě ke Krishnovi.
We need to fix our intelligence, mind, faith and refuge.
Musíme upřít svou inteligenci, mysl, víru a útočiště.
Now this Krishna Parayana path, or the way to Krishna, on the way to Krishna, becomes possible by a Vaishnav initiation and lifestyle.
A být na cestě ke Krišnovi je možné pomocí vaishnavského zasvěcení a životního stylu.
When you want to go back home, back to Godhead, then this initiation marks the beginning of your path.
Pokud chcete jít zpátky domů, zpátky k Bohu, pak zasvěcení znamená začátek vaší cesty.
But as we study this initiation a little deeper, it's not a one-time affair, really.
Ale když budeme to zasvěcení studovat hlouběji, tak to ve skutečnosti není věc, která by se odehrála jenom jednou.
Today I wish to show how the five aspects of Vaishnava initiation accompany us on the path that are necessary that we go the path to the end.
A já dnes chci ukázat, jak pět aspektů vaishnavského zasvěcení nás doprovázejí celou cestu a jsou nezbytné, abychom po ní mohli dojít úspěšně nakonec.
Just like marriage is initiated by a marriage ceremony, also the Vaishnav initiation is what is called a ceremony as a sanskara.
Jako manželství začíná svatelním obřadem, tak vaishnavské zasvěcení je také sanskara.
Or better, to be initiated there are five sanskaras. Renewal processes which must be undertaken by the candidate.
A ten, kdo kandiduje o zasvěcení, tak musí podstoupit pět obřadů samskar.
In old times, for instance, when you would take initiation in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, you would be branded like a kettle with a conch shell and chakra. Yes.
Kdybyste přijali zasvěcení v Ramanujově Sampradaji, tak byste byli označkováni, jako se dělá dobytku. Znakem lasturi a čakrou.
Yes. And you would have these brandings for the rest of your life showing you that now you are a member of this sampradaya.
Měli byste ty značky celý život, které by ukazovaly, že teď jste členy této sampradaj.
And there were other ceremonies which were performed.
A dělali se ještě další obřady.
In Vaishnava initiation we have 5 of these samskara.
A při vaishnavském zasvěcení máme 5 samskar.
Tapa, Urva Pundra, Nama, Yagya, and Mantra. I will explain each one of them as they have been given to us by Prabhupada.
Já teď postupně vysvětlím, jak nám je předal Srila Prabhupada.
Tapas means, of course, some type of austerity is necessary.
První je tapas, a to je určitý druh askeze, který je nezbytný.
This is important because if you live a sensual life in on the spiritual path, you will never cut your relationship with the material world.
To je důležité, protože pokud držujete smyslný život i na duchovní cestě, tak nebudete schopni přetnout svůj vztah k materiálnímu světu.
If you want spiritual, Prabhupada used to say, spiritual enlightenment and material sense gratification go ill together.
Prabhupada říkal, že duchovní osvícení a materiální smyslový požitek jdou špatně dohromady.
Therefore, Prabhupada was talking about the 4 rules and regulations, which are, you know, by which you practice a little distance to a sensual life.
Prabhupada proto mluvil o 4 usměrňujících pravidlech, kterými si udržujeme určitý odstup od toho smyslového života.
Our whole process doesn't work without tapas.
A celý náš proces nefunguje bez toho.
It's just
říkání.
Like if you want to ignite a fire and you have water on the straw, it doesn't really work.
To je jako když zapalujete oheň a zároveň na té slámě máte vodu, tak to nefunguje.
In spiritual life on the path of Krishna consciousness, sometimes check your austerity.
V duchovním životě na cestě vědomí Krišny někdy kontrolujte svou askezi.
Is there some way you can practice tapas in a reasonable way which you have maybe overseen?
Možná můžete praktikovat tuto askezi nějakým rozumným způsobem, který jste mohli přehlédnout.
I have here a quote of Prabhupada. I'm going to ignite fire, but I have to keep the firewood dry.
To od Prabhupádu teď já chci zapálit oheň, ale musím zařídit, aby to dříví bylo suché.
Therefore, I'm giving you these 4 regulations.
Proto vám dávám 4 pravidla.
The fire of Krishna consciousness will always keep you progressive.
A oheň vědomí Krišny bude pořád vás udržovat na cestě pokroku.
Once when I was in Vienna, I gave an interview to the Der Wiener, that's a sensualist newspaper. My interview was called Celibacy, Exquisite Torture or Way to the Highest Bliss.
A já jsem jednou ve Vídni dával interview pro jeden časopis, který měl název, tento interview měl název Celibát, je to mučení anebo cesta k vyšší blaženosti.
In this interview I was severely attacking the foolishness of material men who worship the holy cow of sensualism.
A já jsem v tom interview ostře napadal moderní materialisti, kteří uctívají posvátnou krávu smyslnosti.
It was so heavy that they decided not to publish.
Bylo to tak ostré, že se rozhodli, že to nevydají.
I saw this was a very good sign.
Jsem viděl jako dobré znamení.
They interviewed me later on a subject spiritual India. So that was.
Tak později udělali se mnou jiné interview na téma duchovní Indie.
Yes, the spiritualist always has to keep a little aversion towards the material world, otherwise his advancement cannot work.
Spiritualista si pořád musí udržovat trochu averze vůči materiálnímu světu, jinak jeho duchovní pokrok nebude fungovat.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, meditation of a spiritualist.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur říkalo meditaci spiritualisty.
My relationship with the material world is not permanent.
Můj vztah s materiálním světem není trvalý.
Therefore, I want to take shelter of the lotus feet of my spiritual master in order to obtain the feet of God.
Proto chci přijmout tuto čištěvu lotosových nohou svého duchovního mistra, abych získal tuto čištěvu Boha.
This was the first principle of tapasya.
Takže to byl první princip tapasy.
The second is Urdhva Pundra, which usually means the vertical lines of the tilak.
Je Urdhva Pundra, což znamená obvykle ty své čáry tilaku.
By this sign you recognize a Gaudiya Vaishnava from
from Ramanujas or even Shankarites.
Podle toho znamení poznáte Gaudiya Vaishnavu od Ramanujastu nebo dokonce Shankarastu.
See, when you see Punya Palaka's forehead, it is a statement. Yeah.
Když se podíváte na moje čelo, tak tím se něco říká.
Now the sign means something.
To znamení, to, ten znak něco znamená.
It means the temple of Hari.
To znamená chrám Hariho.
Also, it has been analyzed that these two lines mean the footprint of Lord Krishna.
Zároveň taky se říká, že to je otisk nohy pána Krishny.
This is a sign.
To je znamení.
We belong to you, Krishna.
Patříme tobě, Krishna.
We are marked by your footprints.
Jsme označeni tvými šlápotami.
We are yours.
Jsme tvoji.
It is described that this feeling, I am yours, Krishna, illuminates our body, mind and soul.
A je popsáno, že ten pocit, já jsem tvůj, Krishna, osvětluje naše tělo, mysl a duši.
We declare, I am no longer my own. Krishna, you please do with me what you want.
Prohlašujeme, já už nejsem svůj, prostě, Krishna, prosím tě, dělej se mnou, co chceš.
Prabhupada once stated about this, we should be very careful. Before next death comes, we should be fully prepared for being transferred to Krishna Loka.
Prabhupada říkal, musíme si dávat pozor, když než přijde příští smrt, tak musíme být plně připraveni k přemístění na Krishnovu planetu.
This is given by the sign, which is the road upwards.
To je dáno tímhle znamením, což je cesta nahoru.
Udva means upwards. Pundra, the road upwards.
Udva znamená nahoru. Udva je cesta.
Yes. Footprints of Krishna show in this direction.
Otis Krishnovy nohy ukazuje tím směrem.
The next point which is there in our Vaishnava initiation is the holy name.
A další bod při našem vaishnavském zasvěcení je svaté jméno.
By chanting this holy name, the eternal nature of the soul is awakened.
Zpíváním svatého jména se probouzí věčná přirozenost duše.
Deep Jago, wake up from your sleep of forgetfulness.
Probuďte se ze spánku v zapomnění.
Then a person who chants should have this realization.
A kdo zpívá, měl by mít takovou realizaci.
I am a Haridas.
Já jsem Haridas.
Not an enjoyer.
Jsem ten, kdo si užívá.
If I take shelter now in the holy name, I take shelter in Krishna.
A teď, když přijímám útočiště u svatého jména, přijímám útočiště u Krishny.
Do you know that there are two Krishnas?
Víte, že jsou dva Krishnové?
Krishna and Krishna.
Krishna a Krishna.
One of the Krishnas is very difficult to approach.
A k jednomu z těch Krishnů je velice těžké se přiblížit.
The other is very, very easy to approach.
A druhému je velice snadné se přiblížit.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can only be approached by full surrender.
Krishna, nejvyšší osobnosti božství, je možné se přiblížit jedině po úplném odevzdání.
But Krishna in the form of the holy name can be approached by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Ale Krishnovi v podobě svatého jména je možné se přiblížit milostí Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Your relationship to the holy name really tells a lot of your relationship to Krishna.
Váš vztah ke svatému jménu říká hodně o vašem vztahu ke Krishna.
Are you chanting with attention?
Díváte pozorně?
That means you are also attentive towards Krishna.
To znamená, že také jste pozorní vůči Krishnovi.
But if you chant inattentive, then your whole life will be inattentive towards Krishna.
Ale pokud díváte nepozorně, tak celý váš život bude nepozorný vůči Krishnovi.
The Naam is really the essence of our Vaishnava practice.
Že náma je skutečná esence našich vaishnavských praktik.
If you want to establish a relationship to Krishna, you must establish your relationship to the holy name on solid ground.
Pokud chcete ustanovit svůj vztah s Krishnou, tak musíte mít dobrý vztah se jeho svatým jménem.
The name and Krishna, we say there are two Krishnas, but it's really only one Krishna.
Říkáme, že jsou dva Krishnové, ale ve skutečnosti je to jeden Krishna.
The next sanskara is the initiation in the Gopal mantra.
Další samskara je zasvěcení do Gopal mantry.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Srila Prabhupada explains to us what Krishna we are worshipping.
Bhagavad Gita Srila Prabhupada vysvětluje, jakého Krishna uctíváme.
There's the Paramatma Krishna.
Je Krishna Paramatma.
Yes, there's the Brahman.
Je Brahman.
there is the universal form. There is Narayan.
Narayan.
But our Krishna is a different one.
Al naš Krishna je nikdo in.
1865, the last paragraph. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands, carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair.
Tato slova zdůrazňují, že je třeba soustředit mysl na Krishnu, a to právě na tu podobu se dvěma rukama, v níž drží flétnu, na chlapce modravé pleti s překrásnou tváří a pavými pery ve vlasech.
And a few, one sentence later, one should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead Krishna.
Třeba upřít mysl na tuto původní podobu Boha na Krišny.
One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord.
Neodvracet pozornost a neobracet ji dokonce ani k jiným podobám Pána.
The Lord has multiple forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Ram, Varaha, but a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna.
Pán má mnoho různých podob, jako je Vishnu, Narayan, Ram a Varaha a tak dále, ale udaný by měl upírat mysl na tu podobu, která byla před Arjunou.
When you want to go back home, back to Godhead, you need to know where you want to go, whom you want to worship, what is the God whom you worship.
Chcete jít zpátky domů, zpátky k Bohu, musíte vědět, kam chcete jít a koho chcete uctívat, kdo je ten Bůh.
Yes. And the Gopal Gayatri Mantra is focusing this goal.
A Gopal Gayatri Mantra se zaměřuje na tento cíl.
Very important.
Je velice důležité.
Sanatana Goswami's works Brihat Bhagavatamrita is describing about the potency of this mantra.
Brihat Bhagavatamrita od Sanatani Goswami popisuje sílu této mantry.
Devotees get in, when they get Vaishnava initiation, after some time they get this mantra so that they go to this Krishna, the flute player in Vrindavan.
Tuto mantru dostávají odaní při vaishnavském zasvěcení po nějakém čase, aby mohli jít k tomuto Krishnovi, který hraje na flétnu ve Vrindavan.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur says it helps us to taste the holy name.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur říká, že nám to pomáhá vychutnávat svaté jméno.
Yes. Then the last item in Vaishnava initiation is yaga.
Poslední bod vaishnavského zasvěcení je yagya.
It means to engage your senses in the service of the Lord.
Znamená zaměstnat naše smysly ve službě Pánu.
Prabhupada gave us the deity because he said unless we worship the Lord in this personal form we will never understand what a personal bhakti means.
Prabhupada nám dal božstva, protože říkal, dokud nebudeme sloužit Pánu v jeho osobní podobě, nebudeme nikdy vědět, co osobní bhakti znamená.
We learn to be on time and not let Krishna wait on the altar.
Takže učíme se být včasní, aby na nás Krishna nemusel na altáři čekat.
We glorify him.
Oslavujeme ho.
We offer him foodstuffs.
A obětujeme mu jídlo.
And now we close the curtain.
Zatahujeme ohon, závěr.
To prepare the ceremony of him.
Abychom připravili pro něj obřad.
Very personal.
To je velice osobní.
We feed him.
My ho krmíme.
And we take his plate.
A potom vezmeme od něj stát.
And whatever he has left, we distribute it.
A všechno, co nechá, tak rozdáváme.
We learn to become personal to Krishna by yagya.
Učíme se yagyo být ke Krišnovi osobní.
These are the five ingredients of a Vaishnava initiation.
To je pět složek vaishnavského zasvěcení.
Tapas, some austerity, which helps us to keep a distance to the material, to the world of Maya.
Určitá askeze, která nám pomáhá udržovat si odstup od světa Mayi.
Urdhva Pundra, an understanding that we are actually Krishnas and we are on the way to Krishna.
Pochopení, že jsme Krishnovi ve skutečnosti a že jsme na cestě ke Krishnovi.
Nama, which wakes our eternal spiritual nature.
Nama probouzí naši věčnou přirozenou duchovní povahu.
Mantra, which focuses our attention on the personal form of the Lord whom we worship.
Mantra zaostřuje naši pozornost na tu osobní podobu Pána, jehož uctíváme.
And yaga, or this engagement of the senses in the personal form of Krishna.
Potom yagya zaměstnávání smyslu ve službě osobní podobě Krishna.
As you go through your stormy lives, please watch these five points.
Až budete, procházet svým bouřlivým životem, tak sledujte, prosím vás, těchto pět bodů.
When you are weak on one point, strengthen the point.
Pokud jste v některém bodě slabý, tak ho posilte.
So that you can make your your initiation in the Gaudiya Sampradaya work.
Aby vaše zasvěcení v Gaudiya Sampradaya fungovalo.
When you feel unenthusiastic, see, is your chanting of nama proper?
Pokud cítíte nedostatek nadšení, tak se podívejte, jestli zpíváte dobře nám.
When you get fat and dull in your life, are you practicing austerity?
Pokud máte všeho dost a jste takový tupý, tak a tlustý, fat, okay. Tloustnete a jste tupý, tak praktikujete dobře askezi.
This very easily happens, yeah, that we get a little lazy.
To se snadno stane, že se zlenošíme.
when you feel a little bit attracted to mundane concepts, see if you have your ultra pundra straight.
Když jste přitahováni k nějakým materiálním konceptům, tak se podívejte, jestli vaše ultra pundra je přímá.
On one level it means your tilas, but on another it means that you enlighten your mind and intelligence with the concept that you go back to Godhead or the way upward.
Na jednu stranu znamená, že váš tělak má být rovný a na druhou, že máte prověřit svou mysl nebo osvítit svou mysl, abyste věděli, že vlastně míříte po cestě nahoru na Krišnu.
If you are Brahmana and you start to feel a little uninspired, how is your mantra?
A pokud je někdo Brahmana, je neinspirovaný, tak co je potom, jak je to s vaší mantrou?
And do you engage in yoga, doing something for the personal form of the Lord, for the deity?
A zaměstnáváte se jogou, děláte něco pro osobní podobu Pána Božstva?
These five things make our spiritual life run.
Takže těhle pět věcí udržuje náš duchovní život v chodu.
And do you know the soul of these five things?
A víte, co je duší těhle pět věcí?
It is the nama, it is the nama, it is the nama.
Je to náma, je to náma, je to náma.
The holy name.
To se jméno.
Yes, now it's 7 o'clock. I do not know how to interpret this closed altar. What does it mean? When we are ready. Yeah. Hare Krishna. I think we will end the class here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Iti goni. But because it is so absent, it is a great surprise for us. Oh, we have to think of a kitchen. I am the worst person in this. I can sometimes, you know, just preach the whole day, and then in the evening I'm feeling very miserable, and I ask, why am I feeling miserable? I should feel blissful. And then I notice I'm so hungry, I could start to eat my pullover. Forgotten something very natural. About this we can laugh, but what is about the other things where we don't feel so nicely engaged? There we don't laugh. So this is how I want to answer your question about Krishna's mercy. Well, one tip: pray to Krishna or sing bhajans to Krishna from your heart about Krishna's mercy. Then usually it comes. Thank you, group Murari, am I correct? What other group is there? Group Krishna Chandra, was ist deine Gruppe? Sagst du dich an?
Siam.
Group Siam.
Asking ourselves, and many times we can see that we come as searching souls, looking for reality, looking for internalization.
Yes.
And after a few years, this intense hunger looks like to get a little bit of sleep. You know, that this, maybe also because one thought, one has found it, and then the searching spirit gets a little bit of sleep. Maybe this is understandable. So then we are also in the same mood, because there are so many questions in this group.
Yeah.
They ask, why are we too occupied with external changes in our minds? They spoke about ashram and this and that, which we finally know that they cannot really satisfy us. And why not question ourselves to the real changes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shri Siddhartha Madan Mohan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Could I summarize your question in this question, that how to keep the searching spirit alive and not the search after Krishna and not fall in this just think we can the solution lies in making external arrangements. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Searching spirit. There are many Vaishnava songs where the devotees make a very interesting, you study them, they speak about the glories of the spiritual world, and then they speak about where they are at the present moment. These are songs with great lamentation. Dainya Bodhika, they are called. I do not want to get more technical than necessary. Narottam Das Thakur, in his Pratana song collection, he thinks of where I am in comparison to the holy name. I think the searching spirit comes alive when you ask yourself the question where you are in your life in relationship to Krishna conscious ideals, and then when you see that there is still a gap between where you are now and where you wish to go, then you will find some great inspiration to move ahead. In my own spiritual life, I became aware of the danger of losing the searching spirit very much when I was very much engaged in councils and management. I was in the National Management Forum of Germany. Do not know what happened. I had prayed for Krishna to give me a sign. Then something happened. It happened in many, not just the forest. Then I met devotees. For instance, Radhanath Maharaj. I always have a great affection for him because he is a searcher from morning till midnight. Always trying to really find out what he has to do to please Krishna and Prabhupada. And I thought, when I was together with him, ooh, I'm thinking all about management, and I'm a lousy manager anyways. Maybe I should do something else. Talking with devotees helps very much to arise the searching spirit. Also going to the holy dham very much arises the searching spirit. But more than anything, honesty with yourself arises the searching spirit. You will be surprised, but I want to give you a little feedback as a preacher. I'm most of the time a preacher in my life, and I have seen that there is nothing more difficult for a person to accept himself. There's nothing more difficult. People are so afraid to accept themselves and to confront what they really are that they are prepared to build extreme thick walls around themselves. That I have seen. Have you also noticed this? If you sometimes tell a person, I'm very advanced, nothing is wrong with me, I have seen, and if you don't go back, then you are in trouble.